Hi, thanks everyone for coming to the talk. So what we're going to discuss today, we're going to discuss about containers. What is the attack surface of containers? It's probably going to be a rehash of some ideas you have heard in the previous talk, so that's very interesting. We're going to discuss about some known attacks and mitigations. We're going to see Danger Zone and GVisor. Danger Zone will be like our reference project in order to understand how containers work and can be attacked. And we're going to see how we integrated those projects. Quick word about me. I'm a software engineer for Freedom of the Press Foundation, and I'm a maintainer of the Danger Zone project. And quick word about the Freedom of the Press Foundation. We are a US nonprofit. We do several things regarding press rights. We train journalists in order to keep them safe. We do some advocacy for press freedom rights. We track press freedom violations. Probably we're going to track a bit more in the coming years. And we build security-sensitive tools for journalists, like SecureDrop. I don't know if everyone knows SecureDrop. And DangerZone, which is the other tool we're having. So I keep talking about DangerZone. Let's see what that is. You can see it on the left side live. In practice, it's an open source tool that was written in 2020 by Michael Lee. If you don't know the name, it's the guy who did OPSEC for the Snowden leaks. So it's pretty cool. It's been maintained since 2022 by Freedom of the Press Foundation. It was originally written in order to help journalists on The Intercept, which is a US publication, sanitize some documents that they got from their sources. It's basically a desktop application. It runs on macOS, Windows, Linux, because that's what journalists tend to use. And it basically takes a suspicious PDF. It passes it through a sandbox. And then it gets back, let's say,